You are listening to KZYX 90.7 FM Philo, KZYZ 91.5 FM Willits and Ukiah, 88.1 FM Fort Bragg. Altogether, we make up Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, member-supported community radio. We also stream live on the web at kzyx.org. Support for KZYX comes from our members and Yvonne Boyd Photography in downtown Ukiah, offering professional photography services including real estate, branding, marketing, commercial, and social media. Award-winning fine art photography, landscapes, and abstracts also available. For more information, YvonneBoydFineArt.com.
Mind if I sit down? Everything you pray for, everything you play for me.
Hi, and welcome to Be More Now. My name is Blake Moore, and tonight I'm interviewing Abby Stoner and Emily McConnell of Woven Light Studio in Point Arena. In this safe, social distance, pre-recorded telephone interview, we'll be discussing community in the time of COVID-19 and looking at new ways to enhance healing, cultivate creativity, and build strong communities in the wake of social distancing and limited physical contact. But first, here's a song, Guacamayo by Danit, selected by Abby for this evening.
Por llegar a mi corazón, hermosa criatura de viento, te agradezco por volar en mi interior. Tus colores me llevan adentro, te agradezco por llegar a mi corazón, hermosa criatura de viento. Te agradezco por volar en mi interior. Tus colores me llevan adentro. Pinta, pinta, pinta con el movimiento. De tus plumas sale una vibración que me abraza eternamente, que me sella eternamente. Pinta, pinta, pinta con el movimiento. De tus plumas sale una vibración que me abraza eternamente, que me enseña eternamente. Te agradezco por entregar tu amistad. Ay, agradeciendo por esta hermosa claridad, por la confianza y en la luz. Te agradezco por entregar tu amistad. Ay, agradeciendo por esta hermosa claridad, por la confianza y en la luz. Pinta, pinta, pinta con el movimiento. De tus plumas sale una vibración que me abraza eternamente, que me enseña eternamente. Pinta, pinta, pinta con el movimiento. De tus plumas sale una vibración que me abraza eternamente, que me enseña eternamente. Guacamayo, guacamayo, hey, hey, poderoso guacamayo, hey, hey, guacamayo, guacamayo, hey, hey, poderoso
So before I bring on the ladies from Woven Light Studio, I want to tell you a bit about them and the studio. Woven Light Studio is a space and health hub where people can gather, learn, and share their talents, artistry, and wares. They offer a place for classes, consultations, workshops, and events that nurture the creative spark through yoga, dance, music, art, storytelling, healing, and play. They believe in the importance of multigenerational relationships and affordable access to wellness. Their hope is to bolster community health and foster fruitful relationships with each other, the earth, and the great beyond. And Abby Stoner is one of the founders of Woven Light, and she is a resident at Oz Farm and Retreat Center and brings her love of plants, meaningful gatherings, and free-form dance to the space. Previously trained in organic agriculture, Abby is completing a master's in transformational studies from the California Institute of Integral Studies. Emily McConnell is also one of the founders of Woven Light Studio, as well as the owner of Sutras Yoga in Anchor Bay. She is certified through Western Yoga College and master teacher Dr. Justine Lemos, PhD. Emily is trained in Hatha Yoga, Restorative Yoga, Yin, Ashtanga, Vinyasa Flow, Mantra, and is an ongoing student of Ayurveda. Her approach to teaching is to respond with awareness and compassion to her students by sharing her love of yoga and action. She specializes in reducing anxiety, stress, and depression while increasing joy, bliss, and energetic vitality. Her intention is to continue collaborating with other teachers and healers in the community to keep yoga and other movement and meditation modalities accessible. And now I'm going to bring up this interview, which we recorded just a few days ago.
I have Abby Stoner and Emily McConnell of Woven Light Studio here on the phone with me, and welcome the two of you to Be More Now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
Great to have you guys. Why don't you guys tell a little bit about yourselves, you know, how you came to the coast and your background and interests in healing arts and also sharing the healthy lifestyle, healthy healing, sustainable lifestyle.
Mm. Emily, do you want to start?
Sure, I can start. Yeah. Emily speaking here. I came to the coast, I think the first time in 2010 or 11, and I was coming up to just visit and see this place, and I just didn't know the beauty that awaited me, and I just fell in love with this area and became really passionate about wanting to live in a forest next to the ocean.
Right.
So I finished college, which I was in school at the time, finishing up a fine art degree in photography down in Southern California. And I was also practicing yoga throughout my 20s, early, late teens, early 20s. And that was just something that always was with me, along with anything else I was doing. Which I also was a musician and loved performing with my band I was in at the time. So I was kind of a busy person and decided after I graduated from school that I want to move here because I also fell in love with my partner. So my partner, Sean, lived here at the time too. So when I moved up here after college, I was just kind of like, gosh, now what do? I have a whole new life. I have a whole kind of a blank canvas. So I kind of dove into doing a lot of art and photography, started working down at the Cove, meeting every person in town, and that's just kind of where I started really finding the people that I connected with on a kind of deeper friendship level, and made some of my best friends here down at the Cove. So let's see, and I was kind of really searching for a way to practice yoga with community. And at the time, I think the only yoga studio here was Synergy at the time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of looking for anything else that was available, and that's what led me to find my teacher, who is in Fort Bragg, who owns At One Yoga Studio, Dr. Justine Lemos, who Abby also studied with. and that's how I became a yoga teacher. I found my teacher, and I took my first training with her, and since then, just have expanded my yogic studies to just further my own capabilities to hold space and practice yoga with Sangha, with community, with other yogis. And that's kind of where my passion lies, is really sharing yoga with people and sharing the joy that it's brought me in my life and where it's really helped me in my life. That's really the beauty of the practice. So what better thing to do than share that with as many people as possible?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of my goal. I love yoga. I love practicing with other people. And that's what led me to meet Abby. When she moved here, I think, maybe we mm-hmm. met before, but when she first moved here at Oz, we became friends, and I think we met maybe at some Oddfellows event or at the theater, or I forget kind of the first time we met.
I'm
forgetting. Just yoga,
you
right?
Yoga. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so I started teaching yoga at Oz Farm for to trade for a veggie box once a week
right.
for their farm season. And I think that was, gosh, it's been 4 years now, I think, the last time we were talking about it,
mm-hmm,
since
mm-hmm.
we started doing yoga at Oz. And last year, Melissa Newhall, our dear friend Melissa, organized the Reconnect, the Redwood Coast Reconnect Retreat, that hosted so many of our talented local teachers, healers, and guides. And that weekend was so transformative for our community, and it really showed me that this bigger dream that I have of bringing more healing into our community and connecting on a kind of a wider level and a deeper level, and hopefully in a way that serves.
Right.
It gave me so much hope being a part of that weekend. And I think that's really what put a spark between Abby and I, and what we had been talking about for this business, this Woven Light, that came into fruition between the four of us, our other two partners and Abby and I. So I think that's a pretty good synopsis of what led us
mm-hmm.
to this point right now, or up at least we
and
got
you were, and you were teaching yoga
opening.
And a workshop at the Redwood Coast Reconnect, right?
Right. I was teaching, I taught some yoga and did sound healing in Gnomes, and that was really lovely. We did yoga nidra
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
A sound healing, and I got to collaborate with a violinist, which was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great. And I played
mm-hmm.
crystal bowls and Tibetan singing bowls for the sound experience, which it was just one of the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had.
And we had Melissa on the show. Melissa and Allegro actually were on Be More Now just before the Redwood Coast Reconnect.
And
and
it was so wonderful to realize, and I think that most of us that live here in Mendocino County, Northern California, there are so many very accomplished practitioners, and there's all these different healing arts and disciplines that many people in our community, someone woodshedding for, say, 30 years practicing something, trained, even licensed, but we live in such a small community, it's hard to have a client base. And so that festival, I think, really showed all of us, like, oh, there actually is a base here of people that would want to enjoy this. And even that idea, we had a lot of people from out of town come up as this opportunity for us to claim the kind of tourism or how people come to our coast and what they're looking for. That was really important. I think you guys opening for me, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on this show, because you guys really jumped off a ledge, so to speak. You know, you did something that we all really wanted. We really wanted. And we'll get to that in a little bit, because obviously we're going to talk about how all of this is impacting all of us in this other way and from the healer perspective.
Yeah.
But I want to let Abby tell her story before we shift and go down the other path.
Sure. Yeah, so I moved to the coast to go to California in 2014, and I kind of hopped around a little bit and ended up in Fort Bragg, and kind of on accident, I think that happens to a few people, ended up at Oz Farm, and I came on as a farmer. I have a background in sustainable agriculture and had been working on small-scale organic vegetable farms for 4 years before coming here. And I worked on a farm. I co-managed the farm for a few years. And then I realized that I don't actually love farming as much as I just love being with people. And so I luckily live in community here, and that's also a component of my life, but that's really my biggest passion, is gathering people and forming connections and creating a healthy, holistic life together, and extending that out beyond just like my immediate Oz community and into the Point Arena community. This is definitely a shared dream that the four of us had.
You are listening to Be More Now. I'm talking with Abby Stoner and Emily McConnell of Woven Light Studio.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had been here for 5 years now, and like Emily said, we met, like, I think the first year that I was here, she started teaching us yoga, and I pretty much immediately after that had met Lonnie Bauer, who is one of our other founders. And then about 3 years ago met Ruby Binnings, who's our fourth founder. And Ruby and I had always connected over more spiritual, esoteric interests, and she sort of brought, I think Ruby sort of brought us all together to like really sit down at her house one night last September. And she had known that each of us had this dream, of starting a gathering space together. And, Emily, I know, had been really interested in this spot in Point Arena for a while, and, the beautiful wood floors and big windows. And so that's sort of how it all kind of birthed together. And my biggest interest is really just in gathering people, and going to school for something called transformative leadership from the California Institute of Integral Studies at the moment. So I'm in the middle of a master's, and working to understand group dynamics and coming together.
Wonderful. So when did you guys open Woven Light Studio?
Show opening was January 10th.
January 10th, so right at the start of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you opened with quite a few different things. Like, it was really active right out the gate. And I want to talk about some of the things that when you were able to have people, some of the things that you were doing.
I can give a couple examples, Emily. I'm sure I'll forget some, so you can fill in too. But yeah, we started out with weekly yoga, of course, and we had a one-day-a-week community acupuncture, Judith Hughes, coming in. She was doing, I think 6 hours on Thursdays, and we had a story time for kids. We had monthly music jam and potluck, monthly multimedia arts jam. We did some ecstatic dances. We've always been doing full and new moon gatherings, and those really shift depending on the month and the energy and kind of who's excited to bring what to the group. Ruby's done prayer circles and her soul reflections in the studio. Emily, what am I forgetting?
You're doing a pretty good job. I think one of my favorite events that we did hold was our sound bath, which first we had Tomas C, who performed on his own, and he brought in, and that was for the new moon, right? That was a new moon event.
Yeah, that was a new moon event. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was a really wonderful turnout of people just wanting to come and sound bathe. And so we had a collaborative sound bath as well, where it was for World Sound Healing Day, which happened to land on Valentine's Day. So that day we had a cool Friday night event for anyone who showed up. We basically like made a giant, made as much, you know, when before there were space restrictions. We had, I think it was, how many people could 40, fit in there? I forget how many people were there, but.
Like 30 people, I think.
I think it was 30
somewhere,
people.
Somewhere around 30, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
We were all on pads and pillows and wrapped in blankets and sleeping bags. Everyone got really cozy.
Yes. Everybody got comfortable and warm, and we had a collective meditation. We did collective mantra, and then everybody laid down and received a sound bathing. So it was so, so enjoyable and powerful, and I got to collaborate with Tomas and Brian Munson, and then Deborah LaForest, who is also a part of that event, which I think that's what the beauty of these gatherings is, that we can get so many different artists together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite amazing.
And
I miss it dearly.
Are you finding that the artists that you were bringing were artists that were based on the South Coast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Completely.
So you were creating a circle for artists that lived in our area, in the area of the South Coast, which is where I'm from, just like you. And we were,
yeah,
suddenly people had a chance to have a venue that they could offer something without having to totally create a wheel on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
right,
I think, that's the vision that you had that has been so powerful to me. And I, as you know, I was out of the country, and I came back and was so excited about what you're doing. I've been supporting this from the beginning, and I just feel that this community is one of the things that I've been thinking about, is we are often so cut off from the kind of offerings that are available in bigger cities. There's that kind of alternative health, fringe consciousness, things that people want to explore, but they don't really have a way in, no introduction, no invitation. And so what you guys
totally
were doing was saying, hey, this exists everywhere, and we can make it exist here too. Let's bring it, and let's show people, and let's share it. I think one of the events that I went to was just people putting their toe in the water just to see what it feels like. Oh, I can do that because it's close by, it's local, it's easy. But then I know the last ecstatic dance, we had someone who came over from Anderson Valley. So there were these opportunities for something larger to happen. Such a wonderful thing, because I wonder how it feels to be cut off from the areas that are available, because you both lived in places that had more things available, especially for the younger population. And we here have less opportunities to explore the alternatives that people maybe of your generation are more familiar with.
Mm. Yeah, I think one of the things that was so exciting about starting was, like, we just have so many ideas and so many things that we're really excited about making happen. And it's like the potential is limitless, really. Like, it's just a big open space and also a little cozy nook in there with a couch and a couple chairs. But there's just so much opportunity, and there's a lot of possibility for things for children up to, you know, our elders and our community. We know that there is all of this talent here. And yeah, like you said, it just needed the place
to be expressed, to find itself. Mm-hmm. It's like a magnet to draw it all together. So now here mm-hmm. we are. So you had your last event. Was that the dance that I attended? Was that the last big gathering?
It was, yeah.
And that was like March 11th or something like that, March 12th?
Yep, somewhere right in there, full moon.
Yeah, the full moon. So you have had to close the doors, and this is the question, you know, that I'm sure you're all looking at is, obviously, how do you keep something like this going as we transform society? Like, more than ever, a place like Woven Light feels necessary.
Right, it's super tricky.
Right? Any thoughts of how you're turning this into a virtual space? Why don't you just talk a little bit about that? So many businesses, yoga studios, massage therapists, all these people in healing art kind of fall through the cracks. So I'm just real curious to see how different people are interacting with that creatively to try to come up with solutions mm-hmm. that we're being kind of pushed into here with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you want me to start, Abby, or do you want to start about that?
I guess I'll just say, I guess just because it's present for me, that I think one component that we haven't acknowledged yet and that is becoming more important during this time is that we've always had a retail section, a small retail area that features local craftspeople and artists. And we just noticed that there really isn't a place in town to buy this mix of things like clothes, and there's like locally made purses and earrings and some ceramics. Yeah, we have this like beautiful spread of things. And Lonnie was really, she's an artist and was really passionate about putting together this, highlighting the local artisans through this retail area. And that's been something that we've been doing throughout this whole time, but with COVID and our inability to actually gather, the first thing that opened legally was for us to start retail again. So we are back to our retail hours, which are Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's in that time where we're strictly open for retail. And yeah, we're expanding. I think the exciting thing is that those of us that are founders that do make a lot of crafts and our creators are making things and selling them in the space, which has been really fun. We've gotten into yoga supplies and props and art supplies, and we're trying to kind of like fill this niche of like what is useful, what is mm-hmm. beautiful, and what do people need right now to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And can you give some examples of some of those things?
Totally, yeah. So, yeah. Like, I just recently started making these little, like, lavender heat pillows, heat bags. You, like, can uh-huh. put them in the oven, or if you have a microwave, they can go in the microwave. And little heating ones. There's one for your eyes as well. We have, like I said, different, like, drawing books and pens and sort of, like, for entertainment. And we got these beautiful meditation mats. Emily, what are they called?
You can call them Zafus or...
I have a Zafu.
Just like little meditation cushions. They're super beautiful. I had a friend buy one yesterday, and she already sent me a picture, so maybe I'll send it on to you, Blake. It's really beautiful. You would love it.
but also yeah, I covered my own. Mine was ugly, and I made my own cover for it. I have a Zapu that I've carried around for a long time. And I just, but it just was lifeless, and so I made a special cover, and I've been carrying that Zapu.
You juiced it up.
Yeah, I have a little. Some friends of mine gave me a pyramid that they put in my yard last year for my birthday, and it's got an opening, so I've been carrying my Zapu into the pyramid to meditate.
Awesome.
It's so fun, you know. You have like
all this
time. Rather than just trying to get it done, you know, you're like, oh, I can go to the pyramid with my Zapu. So that's great. You're selling Zapus. Are they made locally?
These ones are made in the USA. They're not made locally. Our big dream is to be able is to start making bolsters locally, which would be just great. But for now, we have the Zapus that are, I think we are supplied through Hugger Mugger for our yoga products.
Mm-hmm.
So we really kind of just focus on the basics of what to get people started in a home practice if they don't have their home yoga practice going. You know, now is a wonderful time to start.
I just want to take a quick moment to remind you that you're listening to Be More Now here on KZYX. My name is Blake Moore, and I'm speaking with Abby Stoner and Emily McConnell of Woven Light Studio in Point Arena, California.
As Abby mentioned earlier, I'm still teaching yoga, but just online now over Zoom, kind of like the rest of yoga land, the world. And I've been noticing that people are getting a little bit, as am I, we're getting a little bit zoomed out. We're getting kind of like, just, it's almost, you know, just last week I was feeling a little bit discouraged. And then I had my two students that were showing up that day, which was wonderful. And one of them told me just how much it meant to them that I was showing up to teach yoga that day, and just told me how it impacted her life just that day. And it just set me right back into the earth and into my purpose, you know. And that story of being disheartened or discouraged kind of fell away and just set me once again into that reminder of how important it is to take care.
It made you remember. And it's interesting because I know I've been doing a lot of events on Zoom, both as a leader and as a participant, and I find, you know, it's frustrating, but then as soon as you, mm-hmm. you know, just thinking about it, but when I sit down and suddenly I see people that I love or my students or just this, feel that energy, even though I can't hug or really touch or interact in that true intimacy, it still makes me feel good. It's like, oh, I'm not alone or isolated in this quarantine, shelter-in-place world. There actually are all of these people who are part mm-hmm. of my extended love family that I get to interact with on these ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
absolutely.
I've been doing and it's nice to, especially like you said, with self-care, you are teaching a self-care. You're teaching yoga virtually. How many days a week do you do that?
I teach two regularly scheduled classes, and then I work with two other clients of mine privately. So right now I'm only doing like four sessions a week, which is a big step back from what I used to do, but What I'm learning is I need to give myself space to process and to adjust to this new way of teaching, because just like you said, it's such a different energetic exchange. It's the energy is there. It's just a little bit harder to channel or connect with, and it's there's that screen, you know? But it's still there. That connection is still there, and it's even wider now. I get to do yoga with my mom, who's 500 miles away, and my aunt, who's in Colorado, and friends mm-hmm. in Guatemala, and friends in Canada, and it's incredible the impact that you can actually feel from connecting
mm-hmm.
like that, mm-hmm. even on the virtual space.
Absolutely. And so it's like we have to shift our consciousness to be okay with it, because
mm-hmm.
you have your option to sit alone or wallow and be in despair or find a positive way out, right? And that's what you're offering.
Exactly.
We also have Roya Arasta doing Qigong every week through Woven Light as well, virtually on Zoom. So she's definitely sending out a Qi field that is coming into our studio still and and through all of our virtual spaces.
Are people doing the Zoom presentations through the studio, or are they doing them in their own environments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we at the moment actually, so one of our, we were very intentioned about not having Wi-Fi in the studio and not having it be a space where we wanted people to come in and, like, you know, be on their screens,
right?
So-called being being alone together,
right?
And so,
oh, the ironies,
right? Yeah. So we had not wanted that to be kind of the vibe in the studio, but we have applied for a grant that would allow us to get Wi-Fi and install a webcam and kind of get the tech set up so that we would be able to host from the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I think even just being able to be in that space would be a big step forward in feeling connected and still, like, keeping the energy alive in there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're crossing our fingers that we do get that grant, and then we can expand our online stuff. But for right now, we're really focusing on the retail and just kind of getting all of our stuff organized for when hopefully we can find some way of safely getting back together.
What's your strategy to get through the pandemic?
I think part of trying to get through this has been just trying to expand the network of what we can offer, and that's either through the guest teachers that we've been having or just by internal organizing, just, you know, like how I'm offering a yoga class soon since this has been such a disruptive time. I'm giving myself that time to just kind of right now figure out what I can offer as a more, as
right.
a deeper practice. Or a deeper kind of group to work with,
right.
or maybe a course, that kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
But I think that having guest teachers and having that space available still for other healers to work is part of the strategy, and then focusing on the things that will help the locals around the space. They can come in, enjoy shopping, or kind of more like normal. Maybe Abby can pick it up here.
Yeah. I think for right now, we really are focusing on expanding the retail, and I think part of our strategy for getting through this time is being really gentle and compassionate towards ourselves and the way that this whole vision has shifted. And it's been a real dance to, like, feel the stress and the challenge of trying to keep a business open, that the original dream has really had to change a lot. And it's been a beautiful practice for the four of us to deal with the stress of the changing times and the just intense and strong desire to come together and be with each other right now. And that would really feel healing, and to, yeah, give ourselves space to sort of just, like, grieve those changes and be able to take care of ourselves individually and then come back to it as things shift, which certainly they will. And we will figure out a way to be able to gather in time.
Right, in time. So what kind of other virtual offerings are you planning on doing?
Yeah, we have full moon gathering, right? No, new moon? Yeah, full moon.
We did
a drum circle.
which is
pretty rare. But we are going to be having a full moon offering this Friday, a writing evening with Ruby and intuitive writing. And then on the new moon, so I think that's going to be Monday the 20th is the new moon, and this Friday the 3rd is the full moon gathering. Yep, that's what we're doing.
Right. So you're not planning on doing a virtual drumming?
I don't think we have one of those on the calendar, but we do have this writing workshop on Friday, and then on the new moon, which is going to be on July 20th, Emily will be doing a yoga nidra, which you can talk about, Emily.
Yeah. Let's see. The first one we did was for new moon a month ago, maybe. Yoga nidra is a relaxation practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really wonderful thing to do over the online on Zoom, because you can be in your own space, and the purpose of a practice like this is to relax as much as possible.
Right.
So
and
what
you
we
don't
did
have to get
and
in
what
your
all
car. Right.
Yes, and you don't have to get in your car and drive afterwards, which is so much safer. So what I'll encourage everyone to do is to either, you know, get into their own bed and relax into their own bed that way, or create a nice comfortable bed of sorts on the ground or in your home practice space, wherever is most comfortable for you. And I'll lead a short meditation, get everybody nice and cozy, and then we'll go into a more in-depth liminal space with yoga nidra. And basically what I tell my friends who like to join in on yoga nidra is, if your body needs to sleep, then you will sleep.
Right.
But the idea is not exactly to fall completely asleep. The idea is to kind of ride in those, in that liminal space, which you're in and out, and it provides deep relaxation. Your muscles relax. It's just incredibly nourishing for the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now, especially with a lot of the screen activities that we're doing, our minds are really active. Our eyes are taking in a lot of information, and it's a really wonderful time to just calm all that down. And you don't have to look at the screen. You don't have to do anything to participate in yoga nidra. You can just lie down and receive.
Perfect.
One of my favorite practices. Yeah, it's wonderful. So
well,
that will be July.
That will be in July. Well, how can people find out more about Woven Light Studio and find out about the virtual offerings that you have? I think people need to go back and check the website frequently to find out about things. So where would they go? How would they find you?
Yeah, well, coming in on the retail hours is really great. If you're in town, you can come in. We have an updated board in our studio space as well. So, again, that's Fridays from 3 to 6 p.m. and then Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. But we also have a website. It's wovenlightstudio.com.
Uh-huh.
And we have a Facebook page, and the Facebook page gets updated as well. And we also have Instagram, again, at Woven Light Studio.
Okay.
And so
of those pages get updated with offerings. Because we're talking,
because
we are talking about self-care during COVID, and a lot of people cannot come in or they don't feel comfortable coming in. There's still a lot of people who aren't quite ready to do the visiting. So I was thinking that this would be nice, because you are offering, you know, some alternative, some healing, some local healing thing that people, if you do, it's not like necessarily if you build a relationship with someone online and you start going to some of their classes, and then when it's over, they're so far away, you don't get an opportunity, or at least we're in the county and there's a lot of different people doing different things. And I'm hoping you'll do some sort of a sound bath. I don't know if the sound bath airwaves will work through, but I think it would be wonderful to do a virtual sound bath. That just sounds fantastic.
I would love that. Yeah.
Put in your earbuds.
I'm interested in that.
Sound bath. Sounds fabulous. So what would you...
Yeah, another way that we are connecting is by sending out a newsletter as well. So if you go to our website, you can then sign up for our newsletter if you want to keep in touch that way as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're trying for twice a month, but so far we've made once a month.
Oh, that's good. I am not on your mailing list. I will make sure I get on your mailing list, because that's relatively
great.
New, and I'm going to put myself on there right now. you know, so
oh, great.
You can come up and make sure that I'm signed up because I want to know what you're doing. I think it's super important, and I think it's wonderful that you are hanging in there. And the resiliency and the kind of focus and fortitude of health that we and isolation that we're all facing right now with this kind of new way of being, I think you're more important than ever. But as such a new fledgling business, it's really challenging. And I know that there are others out there in a similar situation. So I really commend you, all four of you, the two of you here on the call, but the others also for sticking with it and being willing to do kind of shift your vision a little bit to still be able to provide that offering to the community and the wider county.
And I think one last thing that I really want to put out there is if there's anyone listening to this that has an offering that they want to share, whether that's virtually or in the future in person or in some way online, and we would be the right people to host that, there's a form on our website, and it's really easy to just fill out if you're interested in an offering. And yeah, we really want to be able to connect the community together. And yeah, so if you have an offering or if you have something that you want to share, please do reach out to us, which is on our website.
That's fantastic. I think that's a great idea.
And I think it's really important to mention that we really wouldn't be where we are without the support from our community, this beautiful community that we live in. We have received so much support emotionally, financially, and collectively as a whole. We just feel so blessed to be in the position that we are, even as things change so much and everything is so skewed from what we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so important to mention how much support we've received and how grateful we are to have received it.
Right, and you mentioned Zafu, but I want people to also recognize in the store there's homemade, there's herbal elixirs, there's flower essences, there's things that were printed locally. There's
Amy,
a lot of Mendocino County locally made here opportunities to support artists who are trying to make a living during this time. So that's the other side about what you're doing in the retail store. You're really focusing on sustainability of lifestyle and of gathering of local offerings so people can stay here. So I really appreciate that. And I know that you guys have done other work within the community to try to keep raising awareness and that to bring people together. So that's why I wanted to have you on the show today and just get a chance to let more people know you're out there, because I think a lot of people don't even know you're there yet. And I think it's really important.
Right, we're still so new.
You're still so new. And because of the virtual opportunities, this is a great way for people in the county that are looking for local resources doing this kind of thing can find that. So that's why I thought you would be a great guest to interview. So thank you so much for giving me this little stretch of time of your day and having more phone time.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you so much, Blake.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure to speak with you. Yes.
Keep up the great work, ladies.
Thank you. And for all your support as well.
Okay, so that about wraps up my interview with the ladies of Woven Light Studio, Abby Stoner and Emily McConnell. Missing were Ruby Bennings and Lonnie Bauer. I just want to thank them so much for doing their part to try to give us all some place to gather, albeit virtually, during this difficult time for relating as a community. Just like KZWX right here, and all of you for listening, because we are still so very much connected. So this is Blake Moore, and you've been listening to Be More Now, and I have a few announcements I would like to make, and then I'm going to take us out with some of the youth poetry. I've been doing this in my last few shows, a few more poems from Manchester Elementary School, the youth talking about COVID-19 and some of their responses to it. But first, I want to make a couple of announcements. When you tune into the show next month on August 6th, I'll be speaking with trailblazing service philosopher and author Holly Steele, especially talking about customer service, and we're going to, I'm sure, speak a bit about COVID-19 since it seems to be something that we all continue to discuss. And tomorrow at 9 a.m. right here on KZOX, you can catch Politics, A Love Story, when host Bob Buchansky will talk with Cornell economist and New York Times columnist Robert H. Frank, whose latest book, Under the Influence, Putting Peer Pressure to Work, looks at one of the most powerful yet underutilized tools we can use to shape the society we want to live in, peer pressure. Up next will be Pulse of the Planet, followed by W. Dan and The Treehouse, so definitely stay tuned. And like I said, I'm going to close the show with a few more young voices from Manchester. We've got Angel doing Bored, Alicia with Boredom, Balin with Self-Isolation, Giselle is doing Breakthrough Boredom, Joaquin is Boring Quarantine, Ariana Boring Poem. So we got some poems about how to deal with boredom during COVID-19. Thanks so much for listening, and you have a wonderful evening. Wishing you lots of health and peace.
Life of Angel. I get bored. I'm in the house all day, every day. I can't go anywhere, like the river or the cities or friend's house, even school. Late at night, I get bored really bad. Another long day, even the television is getting kind of boring. So are video games. That's why I stopped. Boredom tastes like mud and smells like dirt. Looks like the same wall that I see every day. It feels like a headache, sounds super quiet. I usually get on my phone and look up random stuff or watch TV, go play basketball outside, do homework, and get different apps on my phone.
What does boredom feel like? Boredom stays with me till I have a vacation. No friends to play basketball with. No going to Los Angeles. Boredom feels like no friends in my life. Boredom sounds like no people in the freeway.
Self-isolation. Dear coronavirus, why did you have to exist? Ruining all of our plans in times of pure bliss. Preventing us from going to school and be around our friends. Attacking our loved ones, eventually having them die, unable to let them say goodbye due to social distancing that helps us protect our lives. Having to wash our hands and sanitize. You smell like rotten food. You feel like fatigue. You taste like ginger. You sound like a murmur. You look like ants crawling everywhere. You've made all of us worry and panic in self-isolation.
Boring quarantine. From when I wake up in the morning until I go to bed, I feel empty and where fun things happen. For me, there is only one thing I can do to tame the lack of fun. To lay in bed like how my day started. I could list 5 things that I can do to tame the feeling, but I am too lazy to do them. I could walk around my backyard, exercise, cook food, read a book, make a garden. Strangely, all I see all day is a combination of gray, brown, and dark green, which is, to me, the colors of boredom. At the end of this thought, I think I found a way to be less boring. It is to do the 5 things I want to do instead of sleeping in my comfortable bed.
Boring poem. Dear Boring, you feel like not socializing with anyone. You look like the color black. You taste like bitter milk. You smell like rotten eggs. You sound like a bee in my ear buzzing. I have never felt what being bored was until quarantine started. Will you always be in my life?
Dear Boredom, without school, I'm always bored. Miss hanging out with my friends all week. Miss PE games in the morning. Miss talking at lunchtime. I try to get rid of boredom by riding my bike, by playing video games, by playing board games with Joshua, by cutting grass, by seeing movies. Boredom wins in the afternoon. It smells like rotten bananas. It sounds like a fork scraping a plate. It tastes like nothing. It feels hard to go through it. It looks like trees out the window. It's true that everyone is bored sometimes.
living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Just another slimy bore. Sick of all the dips. I am bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. Just another dirty bowl. All right, dollface, come on and bore me. Still sick in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the